And we're, of course, aware of the fact that this burning of turf as fuel has played a very important role in Ireland. Also, there is a cultural importance that's attached to this tradition. And this is why our legal action is really limited to the halting of peat cutting only in the most precious nature sites, those that fall under the Habitats Directive and its protective regime. And we also know that people have been cutting peat with turbary rights in these areas, have been offered very large compensation payments by the Irish government, or have been offered alternative peat banks, so outside of these protected zones. But illegal peat extraction is still not being appropriately controlled within these most precious nature sites. Therefore, we are really concerned about this uncontrolled peat extraction activities within those sites.